trench-stained khaki, with only the clothing round the wound roughly torn away. The wards were never tidied, and the work was never finished. We were in the midst of the most formidable offensive in the history of the world.
Italy, Easter Sunday, 1918. I haven't heard from you for some time either, but I don't expect to for some time, as I can imagine you being most awfully busy. I won't talk about your push, as you will have had too much to do with it as it is, but I am glad we have recaptured Albert, if only for memory's sake. If the Hun cannot break our line, and I don't think he can, I should think that the end of the war is fairly near. We are in the line with the snow all about us. There have been wonderful sights to see. Huge peaks covered with tall pine trees, marvellous roads with hairpin bends, and everything solid rock where the snow lies until June.
Late in March, a letter arrived from my father to say that my mother had gone into a nursing home. What exactly was wrong remained unspecified, though phrases referred to toxic heart and complete general breakdown. As your mother and I can no longer manage without you, he concluded, it is now your duty to leave France immediately and return to Kensington. I read these words with real dismay, for my father's interpretation of my duty was not, I knew only too well, in the least likely to agree with that of the army. What was I to do? 24th General, France, 31st of March, 1918. Dearest Mother, I have put in an application to be allowed to resign before the end of my contract, and as you know, that is all I can do. Father appears to imagine that it rests with me whether I come home tomorrow or in 6 months. However, I am practically certain to be back within a month, so you need not worry any more, as I can then reopen the flat, and then you will soon probably be able to come back again. Father can quite well look after himself for another week or two. In fact, it will do him a great deal of good.
Judging by the news we get daily, the worst of the show in France seems to be over, and the main object of the Hun has not been achieved. It is most pathetic, though, to think that the old places where we were 2 years ago are now in the hands of the Hun, as also are the graves of many people we know. As far as I can tell, Louvencourt is still behind our lines, though fighting in Avely Wood doesn't sound far away. I sympathise with you very much at having to go back just now, especially as nobody at home will understand that you particularly wanted to stay where you were. In one of her letters not long ago, Mother said something about it being a good thing for you to come home, as you disliked the work so much. But of course it was a bit easy to read between the lines. Naturally I realise that Mother is ill, but it is most annoying to read about her anxiety that you should arrive home before the Boche gets to Calais, i.e. it doesn't matter a damn if they get to Calais or Boulogne as long as you get home first. Incidentally, Mother and Father seem to have got it into their heads that the Boche is going to get to the Channel ports and that we are going to lose the war, not of course realising that the latter can never happen, and the former would only be a nominal affair owing to the remarkable fact that we have got rather a good navy.
I arrived home at the end of April, and as soon as I had re-established my father in the flat, I brought my mother back from the costly home to her own bedroom. Throughout the hot, dusty months of that summer, I proceeded to run the flat with a series of inefficient maids, varied by servantless intervals in which I played the part of nurse, cook, and maid of all work.
I receive alternately doleful and breathlessly breezy letters from Mother, and so I suppose she is rather better, except on the occasions when she and Father have a tiff. Many thanks for the slippers, brilliantine and socks, which arrived about 3 hours ago. Last night I got a circular about the Uppingham War Memorial, asking for subscriptions to set up a sort of memorial in the chapel, with all the names of the people who have been killed. Ma chère, la vieille brève, usually too short for me to write adequate letters, and likely to be shorter still.
Dear Edward, as a VAD, I must perforce join up in England as a sink scrubber once more. As a WAAC officer, I should have responsibility over women which I think I'm worth, and which might lead to some official appointment après la guerre. Would Roland, though, have liked me to wear khaki? The novel is progressing, but Mrs. Layton and I have decided it cannot be published till some time after the war, as there's too much truth in it. I have an idea for another which I could publish. The hero will be taken from you, and I don't suppose you'd have me up for libel.